Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. With just 2 days to go until the annual agricultural show gets underway, farmer protests are not letting up. Yesterday, Prime Minister Gabriel Attal promised a new bill to strengthen existing legislation. And yet, blockades continue on the A62 motorway between Agen and Montauban. Meanwhile, in Laval, 200 dairy farmers stormed into the head offices of Lactalis. The dairy farmers demanded better payment for their products and complained about their treatment from one of the leading brands in the milk industry. Police had to intervene to evacuate the site. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Environmental Defenders will be in Tarn today. Michel Forst will see where environmental activists have been protesting plans for the A69 motorway between Toulouse and Castres. The UN had received alerts about the methods used for maintaining order and evacuating demonstrators. The cinema union CGT Spectacle will be holding a protest in front of the Olympia venue in Paris while the César Awards take place. The protest will be in order to draw attention to sexual and sexist attacks in the cinema industry. Actress Judith Gautrech, who has accused two directors of sexual violence, will be speaking. Hundreds of people gathered in Paris yesterday to witness the entry of Misak Manouchian and his wife Melanie into the Pantheon. The ceremony took place 80 years to the day after Misak Manouchian was executed by the Nazis. Emmanuel Macron spoke to pay tribute to the Armenian resistance. And finally, Micheline Prel died yesterday at the age of 101. Prel appeared in more than 150 films in her lifetime and was perhaps best known for her leading role in the 1947 film Diable au corps. Prel received an honorary César Award in 2004. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.